This is Nature Notes, our look at the natural world in West Texas, from the prairies of Llano Estacado to the borderlands of a Chihuahuan desert. Painted on cave walls where the Pecos and Devil's River join the Rio Grande, the rock art of the lower Pecos Canyonlands casts a powerful spell. Its imagery is intricate, depicting human-like figures with upraised arms, geometric forms, and animals like snakes, birds, and mountain lions. And its scale is vast. Some panels span 100 feet or more, and there are hundreds of such sites. Dr. Carolyn Boyd founded the Shumla Archaeological Research and Education Center to study this Pecos River-style imagery. She and her colleagues recently discovered that the distinctive style was used for more than 4,000 years, but they've also gained new insights into the meaning of this painted landscape. From Marfa Public Radio and the Sibley Nature Center in Midland, this is Nature Notes. I'm Dallas Baxter.
The White Shaman was, for me, the Rosetta Stone, the indication that this could be done, that there was so much to learn from the rock art of the Lower Pecos.
Despite their evident complexity, archaeologists long assumed these cave paintings were collections of disparate images. But in a 2016 book, Boyd showed that at least one site, White Shaman Shelter on the Pecos River, was a single composition, a mural. And, she argued, its meaning could be interpreted. White Shaman contained a creation story with echoes in historic and contemporary Native cultures. A shaman from Mexico's Huichol community later validated Boyd's interpretation. We often assume that people turn to art and religion only after they've achieved a degree of material security. But the Lower Pecos people were nomadic foragers, and they invested tremendous resources in the rock art. They built scaffolding to paint high cave walls. They made paints from minerals mixed with deer bone marrow. The sacrifice of such a fat-rich commodity reflects how central these murals were. Because the images, Boyd says, were not simply representations. They were manifestations of the sacred beings upon which the cycles of life relied.
Creating these murals was bringing that pantheon into their very presence. They are living, they are active, and they are engaged in the creation and maintenance of the cosmos.
At White Shaman, Boyd discovered that in the scores of images on the panel, all the black paint had been applied first, followed by red, yellow, and white. Shimla researchers have since learned the same paint sequence was used across the canyonlands. It's part of a graphic vocabulary Lower Pecos people maintained for millennia. Huichol elders told her the paint sequence reflected the process of creation and its daily reenactment, from primordial darkness to daybreak and the sun's ascent to its zenith.
You're painting creation into the murals. So that sequence was as important as anything else. These colors carried the divine essence of those different elements.
Boyd shared images of Fate Bell Shelter, an immense pictograph site in Seminole Canyon State Park that can be viewed by park visitors. Independently, several Huichol elders said the mural depicted the time before the sun was born. Boyd suspects Lower Pecos murals reflect different elements of a complex mythology connected with specific times of the year. Ancient West Texans may have visited them as part of a ceremonial calendar.
I think that what we will find is they came together at specific times of the year to produce these murals, and that they would be tied to things like solstice ceremonies, ceremonies at the equinox, and so forth.
Across Native traditions, caves were regarded as places of origin, of ancestors, the gods, and life itself. For ancient people, these West Texas caves were likewise charged with sacred power, Boyd says. Her research reminds us that this hard country has also been holy ground. This episode was written by Andrew Stewart. Thanks for listening.